The duties in our statute are not specified or defined in exclusive terms. So the duty of loyalty includes a duty not to compete and a duty to account, et cetera. And the duties of partners are listed as a duty of care and a duty of loyalty, but our statute does not purport to make those duties exclusive. In the case law, courts have generally reflexively referred to these duties as fiduciary duties. They have continued, the courts have continued to cite to case law, to common law descriptions of these duties that include references to the fiduciary status and, in many cases, even the trustee notion. A few opinions have explicitly recognized and discussed to some degree the fact that the statute does not refer to the duties as fiduciary, and some courts, you can tell, have been sort of deliberate in skirting the issue by referring to the duties as statutory duties, not using the word fiduciary, but in the final analysis, the outcome and the, you know, the analysis are consistent with what the courts have done when applying the duties as fiduciary duties. The Texas Supreme Court, a while back in one case, listed among the traditional fiduciary relationships the relationship of partners in a partnership and said something like, we need not address any impact of the statute. But then recently, in a case that was not a part, and that was not a partnership case. In another case that is not a partnership case, but involved the analysis of fiduciary duties, I think, you know, the briefing attorneys, the justices weren't, you know, they weren't focused on the sensitivities in this area, and citing case law and not, you know, referencing statutory developments or this issue. Some ammunition on the fiduciary side, you know, depends which side of the dispute you're on, with, you know, how you feel about this. But the court in a case from this past year, Bombardier, listed the partnership relationship among the relationships that give rise to formal fiduciary duties. You know, just said formal fiduciary duties arise in certain circumstances as a matter of law, including trustee, beneficiary, attorney, client. I mean, I don't remember exactly which ones they listed, but then, and partnership. So the court, without reserving, you know, its, you know, opinion on whether the relationship is still fiduciary, listed it that way. But again, it was a passing reference where the court wasn't really focused on it. One of the most interesting cases in the materials this year, and it, you know, it's just a federal district court in Texas applying Texas law, but I think it's interesting the provision in the partnership agreement that the court encountered and the court's approach to it. This Cohen v. Flatstone development case. This was an opinion issued at the motion to dismiss stage, and the claims included claims for breach of fiduciary duty, and the motion to dismiss was based on, you know, at this threshold stage, was based on this provision in the partnership agreement that said that the general partner will not owe a fiduciary duty to the partnership or any partner. And then it went on to say, and we had a case, Strebel versus Wimberly, a few years ago, Houston Court of Appeals case, where there was a provision similar to that, purported to disclaim or eliminate all fiduciary duties, okay? And based on that provision alone, the Houston Court of Appeals said, well, there's no fiduciary duty, freedom to contract. You know, we honor freedom to contract in Texas. Let me back up and say that our statute says that the duty of loyalty and the duty of care and the obligation of good faith that are set forth in the statute cannot be eliminated. They can be modified. They can be watered down greatly, but they cannot be eliminated, okay? And so Strebel versus Wimberly sort of, you know, left us with some, you know, questions, because the court, without referencing the statute, said that this total elimination of fiduciary duties was enforceable. based on freedom of contract principles, and didn't talk about the fact that the statute said that you cannot totally eliminate the duty of loyalty and the duty of care. Here, though, this provision tees it up because it says in what first looks like sort of contradictory provisions that the general partner will not owe a fiduciary duty to the partnership or any partner. Then it says the general partner will owe a duty of loyalty and a duty of care to the partnership. And the court said, well, based on this provision, okay, fiduciary duties have been eliminated, but the statutory duties have not been eliminated. Okay. The court recognized a distinction between, quote, fiduciary duties and the statutory duties. The agreement apparently went on from what the court said. It didn't quote the agreement, but the agreement apparently went on to describe the duty of loyalty and the duty of care by tracking the language in the statute.